I've meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
Well, hello there. It is June 13th, 2021. It is 8:27 in the p.m. This is episode Fakeologist FAK 320. And you just heard Ned Beatty's famous speech on network. And we're told today that Ned Beatty died. And he was the guy that gave that speech. I didn't think it was that great a speech or a movie, but there's lots of truths in it for sure. If anyone wants to watch it and get a feel for this corporate world that we're living in. Tonight we're going to talk to Marcus again. He has a big announcement, and I see he's in the house, so we'll bring him on right now. Hello.
What's up, Tim? This is four times in a week.
I know. This is off the charts, as you might say. We're going to have to start...
We're going to start sticking each other in the eye.
You're going to ask for co-host status soon.
I know.
Yeah, did you ever watch that movie Network?
You mean where the guy's yelling, you know, wake up everyone?
Yeah. Mad as hell. That's a good speech.
Yeah. I heard you say that it wasn't that good. And it was like, it's like all these movies that where people pick like the truther stuff and like They Live, they pick, you know, the 5 second scene and they think it's a great movie and it's a terrible movie.
Yeah, I'm only halfway through They Live. I don't know if I'll go back to the other half. Could you lean into your mic a bit more? There's a little bit echoey.
Oh, I'll lean out then.
No, it just sounds like you're a little far from your mic.
Oh.
Am I coming through on your speakers, or because I hear myself too?
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I get close, you hear through my headphones. They're so loud.
Oh.
I'll try to turn my headphone volume down a little.
Oh, okay. That's right. So I'm coming. Okay, I get you. But your mic, can you get on your mic a little more?
Or? I'm right on top of it.
Okay.
You're saying I'm not loud? That's never.
Well, just let me adjust my volume. Okay, so it's your headphone volume that's coming back through your mic. That must be
it. I just made it a little bit low. It a little bit lower.
All right. You're obviously as deaf as I am.
Yeah, I am. Yes. And I never went to concerts. I have no excuse.
Well, if you wear a lot of headsets a lot, apparently that's not good for your ears. And just old age in general.
Thanks for bumming me out. I appreciate that.
Sure. Well.
Yeah.
Truth hurts.
So, can I, you said the last couple of times that I'm shy about talking and stuff. Can I not be a little bit shy tonight? Can I kind of hog a little bit? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm a little tired tonight, so no, I don't know if I can go much more than an hour. Had a big day.
I hope not, because there's brownies waiting for me right now, and I'd like to go get some.
Oh, nice. Yep. Sure.
So you posted a John LeBon video kind of slamming me a little bit. And I would like
it wasn't slamming.
Well,
I see
that?
Things differently.
Was that a compliment?
Rollo, for all his infinite wisdom, says the smartest thing. He said, the opposite of love is indifference. But anytime they're talking about you, you gotta just know that if someone is hanging off your every words and listening to all your content, they must really like you. So John LeBon apparently likes fakeologists in the audio chats. He likes you. Yep. I didn't hear a slam at all. I can't even remember.
Okay, but I hang on every word you say, and I have nothing but the highest respect for you.
I appreciate that.
I'm not talking behind your back and slamming you and all that.
Yeah, but John LeBon makes videos, and he makes the videos to draw people in, and he does links to the show. I don't find fault with John LeBon at all. Actually, we should all three do a call one day. That would be good. I think he'd like that. But go ahead. I can play.
Yeah, if you could play that, I have a whole story to tell about that.
Okay.
So play as much as you want.
Are people waking up? Are the masses waking up to the deception that has been going on for the past 15 months? Are people starting to realize, hold on a second, we've been fooled. They fooled us. The cheeky buggers fooled us on the televisions. Are people starting to work this out? The reason I ask you this question is because I recently heard a podcast with a very prominent figure of this little corner of the internet that we're in. And I heard him say some things and I couldn't help but realize that I'd heard it all before. And so what I'm going to do is put a link to that recent podcast, but I've got some good news for you as well. I'm going to release my interview with this individual, which is from a couple of months ago now, but still just as relevant today as it was back then. I'm going to release that. In fact, I have released that. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I'm going to play for you a clip now from a call from fakeologist.com featuring Marcus Allen and other people as guests. And they were discussing a whole bunch of things. But there was just one, and it was a great conversation. I recommend you go and check it out. But there was just one section that stood out to me. I want to play it for you right now.
Look at FakeOTube. I'll put that in the links here at FakeOTube.com. Yeah. I mean, you're now getting hundreds, even thousands of views on your videos that you didn't get 6 months ago.
Right. It's because of the format, I guess. Yeah.
You get a lot of
it's because people are waking up.
Well, but that was Walker getting in there. I'm back now. So did you want to keep going or do you have any opening comments?
No. I'm sorry. I turned my microphone off so there wasn't any echo. No, I don't have any comments. I mean, so basically the gist of it is that JLB put out there that I think that I've titled tonight's show, "This Guy Thinks I'm Delusional," meaning JLB. So he thinks I'm delusional thinking that people are waking up, basically, is the gist that I got from it. And if you read the comments on YouTube of the video, which is going to be different than the comments on your site,
yeah,
a lot of people agree with John that I'm delusional, that people aren't waking up, and that I need to go get a job or something. It's kind of funny.
I didn't look at the comments today. I'll have to look them up. I think what he's saying was you've been saying people are waking up for years and they're not really waking up more than they were a year or two ago. Now, I don't know about that personally. I was gonna
ask you, what do you think about that?
Well, I think people have to pick a side. I said this last year to people I work with. I just said, well, everyone's going to have to pick a side, because before, when we were talking about 9/11, nobody had to care about that because it didn't seem relevant to most people, even though I talked about it for years because I said it is relevant and you do need to pay attention to this because there'll be another one soon. And therefore, I think more people are definitely presented with both sides and they are picking sides. So they might be more aware now, and they may have just picked the sleeping inside where they're just going along with what they're told to do. They might be presented with being awake, but they might choose to stay asleep. So that might be a bit of a distinction. But I think everyone is picking a side now, and the people that are not taking the vaccination are saying, hey, we've been awake. We're still awake. You are choosing to take the vaccination. That's an indicator that you are still pretty much asleep because you're not listening to us. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that may be the biggest distinction in the last year and a half with the coronavirus hoax.
So do you think it's good that they're picking a side?
I think they have to pick a side. I think it's necessary. But it's definitely, everyone has had to make a decision because we've at least let it be known that this coronavirus hoax is another opportunity to see what we've been talking about for all these years. This is a great opportunity to check into things. Mm-hmm. So it is good. And all the conspiracy talk over the last few years is now coming to fruition. And that's a meme that you've probably seen over and over again. That now all those crazy uncles or those conspiracy guys that you've been writing off, seems like they've been right, and you've been ignoring them.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I would say that every month that goes by, more and more people that have ignored making a decision to waking up have had to at least either choose to wake up or choose not to. But I think they now are all making choices one after the other. So you could look at it as a positive way that way, or a negative that they're making the wrong choice.
Right. So I still haven't, I don't think I'm clear if you agree or disagree with John's assertion that in the commenters section that no one's really waking up. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think there are more people that are seeing our side of things, but not doing anything about it. But right. I don't know if it's enough people to flip this thing around. Maybe that's.
And you just said the most important thing right there. You said that they understand, mm-hmm. but they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, they're not. And
see,
flipping.
That's two different. That's yeah. two different questions.
Yeah.
Like waking up doesn't necessarily. It's like everyone's like, oh, I believe in God because He's the Creator. No, they can be two different people.
Yeah.
And this is two different things. It's like just because I'm totally. Some people could accuse me of not doing anything, although that's not true. But if I'm not like protesting, they can say I'm not awake because it doesn't matter how much I'm aware, I'm not protesting. And that's two totally different animals, don't you think?
Oh, well, yeah. As long as you're moving the ball forward to raise awareness, yeah, you're doing something for sure. This guy, eccentric. Yeah. Eccentric View says, for my little circle, I am noticing a few people waking up, but it's nowhere near enough and won't make any difference. That's sort of what I've been saying.
And I just totally disagree with that. And I want to talk about that tonight. Okay. So do you not share Chris Sky's optimism, mm-hmm. like my optimism?
Well, Chris Sky, his... Yeah, he definitely is optimistic about the smallest things. And he takes credit for things I'm not sure is deserved. I don't think he mm-hmm. made the grocery store change their policy. I think this is more... sticking with the game plan where they are mm-hmm. the powers that be are there's not enough people rushing in without a mask to the grocery store. He can take right. credit, but I think this is just part of the boa constrictor model that they're using to squeeze the population. They just let it off, relieve the pressure during the summer, give us a couple months. And I'm only speaking for where I live. I don't know what is happening all the time where you are. So they give us a couple months, and then they're going to slam it back down in September because they're telling us. It's not – we're not making any great predictions. They're telling us. They've told us the fourth wave. They've already said all that. So it's just the timing is the only thing we're not clear on. And they can do that on a dime.
Right.
So I think Chris Sky is fairly positive, but it just also depends on where you are in the country. Ontario is not as good as Quebec, apparently. Those people are more alive and more out on the street anyway. That's just their nature. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
So I'm looking at this website called ourworldindata.org. Are you familiar with that site?
No. You want to share it?
I do.
Okay.
Guess before I share it, what percentage of the world has gotten at least one jab?
Uh, 35%.
Okay, here's your answer.
Okay. Do you want to share your screen or do you want me to?
No, because then it bogs down.
Okay. So let me just put this on the right screen. So I got John LeBon on the
screen. I'm going to send you a bunch of links on this call.
Okay. Here we go. This is ourworldindata.org. Okay. 12.5%. Okay. Wonder, do you think that's a real number? Oh great. 33.3 million are now administered each day. All these numbers that we love so much.
Right. Yeah, but the other numbers aren't magical, just that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's say this is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That means if I take the inverse of 12.5%.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
My son just hurt himself. If you take the inverse of 12.5%, that's 87.5%.
Yeah.
That means that haven't taken one jab. Does that mean that is that something that people are waking up? Do you think that just 12% of the people before Corona only took vaccines that were recommended to them? No. The school nurse, she admitted to me it was like less than 5% were no vaxxers when I used to ask her about it. So that meant 95% took it.
Right.
Now it's 12%. Does that not mean that 87% of the people are waking up?
Well, I'm looking at the numbers here, and I think the numbers for the United States are total BS. 308.
High.
Yeah, total, way too high. Now, India has allegedly over 1 billion people, so they're less than a quarter, so that's skewing your statistics. I can't remember what the population of Brazil is, but I think it's hundreds of millions. It's big. Mm-hmm. Looks like there's more people that have got the first shot in the United Kingdom than there are in the United Kingdom. 70 million. Yeah. So that's, I'm pretty sure there's only 60 million in the United Kingdom.
You're kind of proving my point. They're faking the numbers in the direction to make it seem like there are more people who are not awake. That's my point.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
we take their numbers at face value, Canada, Israel, 60%, 60-something percent, that still means 40% of the people are awake. Again, with all the other recommended vaccinations in the past, it was 95% acceptance rate.
True. Okay.
Ask any school nurse about this.
Yeah.
Okay. I just heard about this from Chris Guy, and I confirmed it, and I'll send you a link.
Okay.
I don't know if you're aware of this.
Okay.
This is fascinating.
All right.
Let me find it here. Okay. Israel has dropped their green pass.
Yes. Well, I've heard that for the last week.
Okay. Well, here's the link.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Pop. There we go.
Okay. Bring that one up on the screen. New York Times, my favorite. You got to create an account to keep reading here. Unless you use this.
If you search for green.
Here's a little tip for the people. This might not work. Oh, no, you can't do it. They blocked it. There was a website called outline.com.
But yeah, they block it. Yeah.
New York Times is blocked. Okay, so I can't look at that.
I'm looking at it right now. I'll read it to you. It says, with the new coronavirus cases dropping below 20 a day, Israel on Tuesday retired its green pass system and will now allow equal access to restaurants, sporting events, cultural activities, and the like to vaccinated and unvaccinated citizens.
Right.
That is mind-blowing because Israel led the charge with the vaccines. It was the country that had almost everyone vaxxed, although according to this, it's only 60%. Why let the facts get in the way?
Right.
So again, if people aren't awake, why are they all of a sudden dropping all these things? And I've got a million things I'm going to talk about tonight that have been dropped.
Okay. Well, the headline says most are vaccinated and the case numbers are low. That's their excuse.
But it's 60% is not most.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is technically
maybe a majority.
Most. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's a majority, but it doesn't mean most. That's true.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So then I'm trying to go in order.
And you got a big announcement tonight too, right?
I do. Well, of course, marketing. Wait till the end. Get people to stick.
That'll be at the end of the call.
Or maybe it depends. You have to stay tuned.
Yeah, you don't know.
You never know.
We're not going to say because you might skip forward to the end.
That's right. You don't want to do that.
No, 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 no. You have to. The middle is where the good stuff is. Maybe.
Or yeah, you never know.
It's true.
So the first thing that tipped me off during Corona, mm-hmm. one of the first things was the Adams Skelly Adamson barbecue situation.
That's ours, our hometown, Toronto.
Right. A little update on that. He has completely shut down his store. He only does catering now because they've changed some archaic law, apparently, to make it so he can't even open the damn restaurant.
Well, he had three outlets in the Toronto area. I don't actually know. Then he went to Alberta to hang around with Kevin J. Johnson and scope out places in Alberta. But Alberta's just as – Alberta might be more tyrannical than Ontario. So I'm not sure that was a good move.
So my question for you is, do you still think he's a legit guy?
Seems pretty sincere. Seems sincere. I haven't seen anything other than a couple orange t-shirts change my mind. I think same with Kevin J. Johnson, same with Chris Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris Guy likes to hang around with some Freemasons there. I saw his Instagram today. It was kind of interesting.
Well, his Instagram was deleted.
It was what?
It was deleted. He's off Instagram.
I just saw a picture of him on Instagram with some guy waving the devil horns.
Okay. Well, the young people are all using the devil horns, though, just to play the devil's advocate. I'm seeing devil horns everywhere.
Fact checker. Right.
It's ridiculous.
If you go to back to his GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just posted, you will see.
This is Chris Guy's?
That he raised. No, Adamson's Barbecue.
Oh, this is right.
The first tip off that I knew things were going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Again, I'm replying to John LeBond's, all the commenters who are saying, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just delusional.
Yeah, he made big money.
So he raised $337,622 Canadian.
Yeah.
That is like a. That was like I had a big smile on my face when I saw that. I was like, wow. I mean, that had to have been – you can't say it now. They took the details down. Thousands and thousands of people who gave money to support him who were probably awake, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I threw him $20.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
I think it around $20. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seemed real to me.
In my notes.
Seemed real to me.
Yeah, seemed real to me too. Yeah, me too.
Seemed like a
Next
good guy.
Next link, I have this one.
I watched a lot of his videos. I watched a lot of his videos. He's a pretty damn sincere guy to me.
It seems it, yeah. So I just posted a link to the World Economic Forum.
Okay.
Not sure if you heard about this, but they canceled their 2021 meeting in Singapore.
Yes, I heard that. That was weeks ago as well.
Does that sound like that would be something to do if the plan was going according to plan?
Probably not. Man, another paywall site.
Yeah.
They're all begging for money.
And then if you the excuse that they gave was, "Oh, it's because COVID is running rampant in Singapore." Well, guess what? I just checked this minutes ago.
Singapore is a major already locked down New World Order city-state.
Not anymore.
No, but they're the ones that had all the technology already set up for getting into malls, into stores. They already used
Not
all this
anymore.
Stuff.
Okay. Not anymore. Singapore will ease COVID rules and open vaccinations to those 12 and older and other international news.
Okay, let's
read this. The Singaporean government said on Thursday that it would ease some social restrictions after nearly a month of tough measures, blah, blah, blah. So apparently this is collapsing. Now, is this part of the plan where it looks like it collapses and then they do something else? Maybe, but probably not. And again, if people weren't waking up, they wouldn't be doing this. They would do what they did on 9/11. They'd march forward with the plan and they wouldn't miss a date.
Okay.
I got lots more. Let's see. Oh, the Real ID. Ready for this? Once again, the Real ID Act, which was delayed a year.
Yeah, it's already late.
Delayed 19 more months.
Okay, 1-9. Okay. The real idea, they've been trying to bring that in the U.S. for a long time.
19 months, not even another year, 19 months. What? That's almost 2 years. Like, if things are going according to plan, what's going on? And read the comments and you'll see people are awake. Now, I know everyone's going to say, oh, it's online and it's not the same as in real person. At the end of these links, I'm going to tell you about a 2.5 hour conversation I had with a storefront owner at the beach that put a huge smile on my face. It was like one of the best days I've had in a long time. So, and this is in the real world or the artificial world, not online. I'm telling you, people are waking up in mass.
Yeah, so you're getting some good replies here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apple stores to drop mask requirements for vaccinated customers this week. Now, that's not the real headline.
Okay.
The real headline within the headline is that once again, you don't have to prove that you got the vaccines. Now, if this was going according to plan and people weren't waking up, there would already be contact tracing apps that everyone had to use. There would be vaccine passports that everyone has to use. We got none of it.
Okay. Apple stores. All right. This is in the U.S., of course, not in Scandinavia.
Now, if you go – I go to this website at least once or twice a day. It's macrumors.com.
Right.
This is the most liberal group of people. Like, they will defend every liberal Democratic Fauci government thing ever. They will delete your comments if it has anything that goes against it. And if you go, I think it's to number 19 or 20 – no, 29, comment number 29.
Okay.
Like, this is like – I've never seen this before. Yeah, comment number 29. This will be deleted again, but I have to say it. There's no pandemic.
Yeah.
Just look at Fauci's emails if you don't believe me or if you don't want to believe it because you're scared to death. There's no need to wear a mask in public unless you feel bad. And he goes on and on and on. Now, what I do is I look at how many people give it the thumbs up and down and the hearts.
Okay.
And every time a comment sticks before it will get deleted tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday. That's when the moderators come in.
Oh, sorry. They don't work weekends.
That's why you should. That's why I always post on weekends. That's a little tip for everyone listening to.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. You can see all of the anti-masking, anti-vaccine comments get the most thumbs up.
Good.
That is unheard of on this forum.
Wow.
And these, in order to post on this forum, you basically have to give your name, social security number, you know, address, everything. It's like, these are real people.
Okay.
Yeah. Reddit, they have bots. Twitter, sure, they have bots. Not this site. Next.
Well, this is good news.
I got more.
Okay.
So I spoke to my wife.
Been gathering good news all weekend. Good stuff.
Oh, wait till you hear my story about the beach. I can't wait to tell you that.
Okay.
So I asked my wife, I said, so what's the update on the number of students who are doing either homeschool, no school, Zoom school, et cetera? She told me it's 1 out of 5 students. That's 20%.
Mm-hmm. So they're coming back to the classroom.
No, 4 out of 5 are coming back to the classroom.
Yeah, yeah, they're coming. Yeah, I was implying that. Okay. And do they have to mask up or vaccinate to get back in?
A mask. They have to wear a mask for 7 hours.
Jeez. Child abuse.
Now, 100%. I mean, my son hasn't gone to school all year, and now I will never let him go to school if he has to wear a mask. I don't even want him to go to school if he doesn't have to wear a mask. That's a whole nother.
Yeah,
subject.
We must be getting close to being done. Well, maybe it's a couple more years.
No, next year's high school.
Oh, he's way younger. He's, that's right.
15. Yeah, 15. So, question. If 1 out of 5 students, 20% of students, aren't going to school, even though they can, does that mean they're waking up? Are the parents waking up? You know, not sending your child to school is a huge hassle. I mean, it used to be the greatest babysitter ever. You can go to work, go play some golf, whatever. 1 out of 5 aren't going to school. Is that Is that enough wake up for people? 20%? I'll take that.
Yeah, it's a good number. It's good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, do this. Go to Google.
Yeah.
Go to a Google search.
Sure.
And start typing in this search. And I'd like to know if the search suggestions are the same for you as they are for me. Are you ready?
Okay, hold on. I usually use DuckDuckGo in the search bar, but I'll go to Google. Go ahead.
DuckDuckGo is owned by Google, by the way.
They own it?
DuckDuckGo, yeah. DuckDuckGo gave, Google gave, no joke. In fact, I'm going to pull a link up for this.
And well, I know they use Google search engine. I know they use Google search engine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, watch this. Duck.com given to DuckDuckGo. Listen, here's the headline. Google relents and transfers Duck.com to DuckDuckGo.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me that the competitor, give me a break here. I'll send this to you.
Yeah, okay. Duck.
Sorry to bust everyone's
DuckDuckCom. Well, yeah. Yeah, I see. Duck. So Google owned DuckCom? DuckDuckCom? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and gave it to their competitor.
Okay.
Oh, what is the excuse? Oh, anti-competitive practices? Is that what they're going to say?
Why don't we just ask Google if they own it? Does Google
own it? So anyway, getting back to it. If you can go to Google and type this search in.
Oh, here we go. Well, distractify.com says there's been so much confusion over the past few year. Bad spelling already about social media. Da, 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 da. Does Google own DuckDuckGo? Okay. Boy, take a long time to get to the punchline here.
That's the point, right?
Does Google own DuckDuckGo? Nope. It's not affiliated with Google and started in 2008 with a desire to give people another option. Google tracks, we don't. Okay. Google kindly tried to clear up this confusion in July by adding a DuckDuckGo link to the page. Interesting. Yeah, that doesn't really help. Okay.
Anyway. If you go to google.com and type this exact – start to type this phrase.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I see you're ready. Okay. Can I collect unemployment?
Uh-huh. If I quit my job?
If I get
– yeah.
No, if I get
– yeah. I'm just looking at all the suggestions.
Not yet.
If I get –
fired.
Okay. That's number three suggestion.
Which is what?
What you just said.
Oh, I see.
So click it.
Okay. No. So it is different in Canada than here in the United States. Guess what the third suggestion is in the United States?
Like get vaccinated?
Exactly.
Wow.
That tells me in the United States, so many people are searching for that search that they're listing that. Because it's the algorithm.
Right.
That tells me people are awake. They're searching for that. Trust me, if they already got vaccinated, they don't care if they're going to have to collect unemployment if they're not.
I get you. Okay, that's interesting.
Next.
That's reading deep. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what I do. Next. Oh, okay, did you hear about Jennifer Bridges losing her Houston hospital lawsuit of not getting vaccinated?
No. I know there were nurses romping around somewhere in Texas, Houston, about that.
Yeah, they lost. The judge ruled against them today.
Okay, wow. That's big.
Now, if you go to the GoFundMe, which I just posted.
Okay.
And click on that.
Okay, man, you're busy.
You'll see. Well, it's my full-time job.
It was a nice day out today.
I do. No, it wasn't a nice day at all.
Not there? Okay. Okay, she's got.
All right, now, what I did is I hacked the link to give you to show you the donations. Did that pop up?
Yeah.
How many donations did she get?
1.3K, 1,300.
Yeah. Are people not waking up?
That's pretty
people
good.
People are giving money. to help her not have to not wear, not to get vaccinated.
137,000 so far. She's trying to raise 500. Wow.
And by the way, if you click the C top donations, this is a little marketing trick for you.
Where's that? C top. Oh,
it's on the right next to the X.
Yeah. 30 grand.
If you ever.
20 grand. 50 grand from Cole Yu Tzu Margaret Lee. That sounds Chinese. Maybe that's Colonel.
It does.
Colonel Yu Tzu Margaret Lee.
It is Colonel. I did look that person up. It is Colonel.
Right? That's a real person?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for the Colonel.
So guess what? Guess what you do?
Oh, she's an MD.
Fakeologist. Mr. Fakeologist who wants donations, what you do is you track these people down who give the big donations, and you ask them to look at your website.
Dr. Lee looks awful photoshopped. Did you check her page? That is a strange looking person.
Could be fake to make it look like there's a lot of things going on. But anyway.
Yeah, did you look her up?
1.7 thousand. I did, but I didn't look at the picture. I looked her up and I saw her LinkedIn account.
Okay. Well, maybe she just, maybe just strange looking. Interesting.
But this is a Grant Cardone tip. You know, if you want to raise money, go to GoFundMe, click on see all top donations and contact them.
Oh, I see. Right. Hit them up. Gosh, that's great. And Maxwell Lee, maybe that's her husband. He gave 2666. Oops.
There you go.
That's very stinky.
Yeah, it could be fake. There's one that's 1111 underneath.
Yeah. Anonymous, yeah. Okay, that's interesting. That's good.
Next.
Good link.
Anti-vaxxers get... Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, I got a really good one coming up.
Okay.
Anti-vaxxers giving bars that check vaccine passports low reviews. So if you go to Yelp...
Yeah, that's funny.
They're truth bombing their reviews.
Good.
Again, if there wasn't such a problem, why is it in the news? If there weren't that many... If only a handful of people were doing this, it wouldn't make the news. It wouldn't show up in Reddit.
Oh, this is on your... Oh, no new normal. This is...
No, it's not mine.
Whose is that?
This is the one that has a lot... Oh, it's a great community. A lot of perps in there now. Like a couple months ago, it was really clean, and now it's just filled with shills.
Oh, to distract. Okay.
But it has 79,000 subscribers.
Anti-vaxxers
are... regular relief.
Oh, yeah. 2,300 online. Anti-vaxxers are weaponizing Yelp to punish bars that require vaccine proof. Yeah, that's good. The whole review
says... Again, if...
Yeah.
If there weren't that many people doing this, it wouldn't make it onto Reddit. Next.
Yeah, all this vaccine talk, it still promotes the vaccine, though, don't you think? Really? Just
That's like saying, bad publicity is just as good as good. No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. You get onto 60 Minutes. In fact, my next video I'm doing right now, I got from 1976, 60 Minutes interview of the CDC. Do you remember seeing that one?
Yes, the swine flu. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. I pulled that apart all day today. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's all that.
So no. You get Mike Wallace showing up at your business, you're done. That is bad publicity, and that'll put you out of business.
Well, it didn't help back then, and I think a lot of people were hurt by that flu quaxine as well. And they pulled it after 53 deaths, and now we're up to thousands, if you believe VAERS.
It's way more than thousands.
Yeah.
There's a Telegram channel that would just knock your socks off.
Yes, COVID injuries.
Anyway.
Yeah,
exactly that one. Yeah. I mean, it's never ending. Never ending.
Yeah, I can't read that.
All right, I got a couple more links, and then we'll get to the good stuff.
Yep.
So Klaus Schwab's book, right?
Lots of vote down.
Let me post that right there.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you how Amazon is absolutely caught red-handed lying about the reviews with Klaus Schwab.
Okay. 2340 ratings. Should we click the ratings?
Let me go there with you. Let's see. little slow on the trigger. Okay, so you get there. It says the Great Reset paperback, and then it says, right, 2340 ratings. And doesn't it look like it's a 4 out of 5 stars?
Oh, yeah. And then you click on that, and you see that 21% are 1 stars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And read.
Fun with
and
numbers.
Read them. Yes.
The call for global governance is chilling. Know your enemy. Know and your enemy. This is their manual. They deleted my first 2-star review.
Exactly.
Folks, the WEF cronies in high places are censoring bad reviews, so keep them coming. Klaus speculates, pontificates, then, in my opinion, defecates on humanity with his utopian vision to first save the planet. You'll be given nothing, own nothing, and have no religion to boot. And you'll be happy, and we shall have peace. LMAO. Technocratic totalitarianism on a global scale. You read that right. This was horrifying, and they're using this pandemic to do it. Propaganda. This guy gave 5 stars, but yeah, he said that. COVID is a hoax, and this shows just that. COVID was used as a macro reset to stop everyone in their tracks so the elites can redirect and take control of all nations. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about the comments. Again, these are not bots. These are actual real people who have real Amazon accounts.
Yeah, verified purchases.
Oh, you brought brownies. You bring the brownies in front of my face like that? Oh, that's so evil. Okay, I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Brainwashing, a delusional book. Awful prediction for the future of the human race. Unconditional love will be the revolution, not this. Yeah, this is
hopeful. You can read the comments all day. It's fantastic.
That's great.
When I hear people say people aren't waking up, I'm like, what are you talking about? You're not looking in the right places. So I got some more links, a couple more links.
All right. Everyone go read the link.
Okay, as I've said before, if you go to YouTube videos mentioning COVID or vaccine or Anthony Fauci or the World Economic Forum, it's like 3, 4, 5, 6 to 1 negative, thumbs down to thumbs up. We've talked about that before. Contact tracing. Is anyone doing contact tracing that you know of?
No, not really.
Mm-mm. The honor system with the vaccines. Really? They don't have – again, I'm a programmer. I could program the vaccine passport in about 2 days. And my wife just said she'll take one.
So say that again. I was just reading the comments. Sorry. What did you say?
I said I'm a coder.
Okay.
I'm a front-end and back-end coder. I can make the vaccine passport in about 2 days.
All right.
I'm not a good coder. I'm very good at the front-end, not at the back-end. I can make it in 2 days.
All right.
You're telling me they haven't put out the contact tracing along with the vaccine passport yet? Give me a break. If things were going so swimmingly well for the elites, we'd all be locked down onto that vaccine passport right now.
By the way, yeah, okay, I'll register that. By the way, Matt Truella, who I like a lot, I've told you, he went down to interview a pastor in Louisiana. And the governor of Louisiana is locking that guy up. So the pastors in the United States are being arrested and put in jail just like the ones in Canada.
But here's the deal, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
They get funding from the government.
Okay, but I don't know if this pastor was, but he got the ankle bracelet
on.
What
happens is, yeah, if you do something and you go against the funding, then it's like the mafia or the Freemasons. Like, I've talked about the mafia and the Freemasons for 20 years now. Nothing has happened to me. Why? Because I'm not in their club. When you're in their club and you say shit, I'm sure they take care of you. But when you're not in their club, nothing happens. Watch, something will happen. So
okay. Well,
that's what I think is happening with these priests that are getting arrested, is they got the grant money and then they turn their back on the big people. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's really going on.
Okay, that's sure. There's always another side of the story. Next. It's possible. Okay, let's go. Check.
I have in my notes, CDC witch warned us that she was spooked. Do you remember when she said that?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So the person who's probably going to take over for Fauci, that woman from Boston, that evil woman from Boston,
okay.
She made this video 2 weeks or a week before the masks all went away, saying that she's really concerned and spooked or something like that. I'll find that link.
Okay.
And I'll put it in the notes.
Fauci is the head of the NIH, by the way. The CDC guy is somebody else, and he stepped down, and a woman took over.
Right. That's right. Yeah, this woman, I think, is with the CDC.
Yeah.
Next, building a trustworthy and connected future, the Davos Agenda 21. So this is a video. I think this is the one with all kinds of thumbs down and et cetera. Let me post that to you.
Okay. Brian Stavely's in the house. Hi, Brian.
Wow.
He's in the...
Hello, and a very...
He's in the YouTube chat. Shout out. Okay. Building a trustworthy... Okay, this is the... Who's this strange
person?
Look
at the thumbs down compared to the thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. 467. Now 468. Just went down.
Well, let me make it 469. I just added one.
All right. Let's see if that registered on my end. That's still 468 here. Takes a while. Okay. So that's good.
And again, if you look at the comments, I mean, I always sort by newest.
Oh, right. That's a good way. Not top, right? I've done that too.
Yeah.
You people building a trust.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for, I don't know what that means. I'd rather trust a pack of rabid wolves.
By the way, rabies is a hoax.
Stank dwellers. Who?
Rabies is a hoax.
100%.
Yeah. There's no rabies virus.
Meet the World Economic Forum Corbett Report extras. And it's just one comment after another. People know. They don't know what to do next. They know something's wrong. They don't know what to do next.
I like this one.
Speaking
the scamdemic was created to shut down the global money velocity and flood the world with debt. So far, I agree. They're going to hyperinflate the global fiat system and introduce the new one world digital currency. Invest in food. Now, I kind of like that. That definitely seems where we're going with the currency.
This is why I live in the comments. I get so much value from what there are really smart people out there.
Oh, yeah, I
agree.
Really
smart
and sometimes they don't write well, but they put links. And say, go look this up, and you look it up, and it's really great. Yeah, I've found all kinds of great blogs that I never would have found. And people don't even try to link. They just put a few keywords because they're not really good at maybe putting comprehensive comments, and then you go find it because you do a little work yourself. Yeah, you find some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the clock, and I want to respect your time, so I got three more quick links.
Yeah. Keep these
Check
shows sharp, quick, and to the point. Okay. What do we got here?
Are you as my new way of saying this, are you familiar with this?
Airlines have seen an unprecedented rise in disruptive passengers. Experts say it could get worse. Yeah, that's
why. And do you know why they're disruptive?
they're high on COVID vaccination? I don't know.
No, because they don't want to wear their mask.
Oh, right. A Southwest passenger reportedly knocked out a flight attendant's teeth. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. So this is all over the mask? Are they all over the masks?
It's all over the mask.
Yeah, because they're really told to harass the passengers. Pull it up over your nose.
Oh, yeah. So, again, these are awake people. If they weren't awake, they would pull the mask all the way up to their eyeballs. Next link. Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
And then I saved it.
I guess that is positive. Yeah, it's positive stuff.
Oh, it's great.
So, are they awake or just sick of the whole thing?
It could be. I doubt it, but it could be. Sure.
Okay, another one here. You're just pounding them today. Wow. Lots of research tonight.
All right, so this is, what is this?
The Amoeba Sisters.
Is a channel that focuses on high school biology. We want to continue to communicate science.
Are we going to get more comments here? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So look, this is what I was talking about. See how there's no like and no dislike totals?
Yep. I see that.
Okay. That I know that the comments are going to be fucking gold.
Oh, okay.
Because they allow comments for some reason. So again, sort it by, you know, from newest first.
Yeah. This is an experimental gene theory.
Look at the comments.
Yeah. If you want to be sterilized and have your body turned into a spike protein factory, then get the shots. The WHO and CDC are liars. Oh, wow. Put 4 comments an hour ago, all deleted. This probably will be also. Wow, that's funny. Propaganda. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
And as promised, I saved the best link for last. This is actually a tool I just stumbled upon a week ago.
Okay.
And I think you're going to use it and love it.
All right.
There is. It's called TGstat.com. TG stands for Telegram.
Oh, right.
And what you do is you can find like-minded people. You can search channels.
Nice.
Put in conspiracy, put in COVID, put in the Great Reset. And you can find channels that will fit the bill for you.
Nice. What's my channel called? Fecologist. Let's see if that comes up.
You have to submit your – I tried looking yours up and it didn't show up. You need to submit yours.
Okay.
So it shows up.
How do you do that? Oh, you got to log in, add channel.
Add a channel.
Okay, gotcha. And then they start monitoring it. Okay, gotcha.
Right. So there is – it literally took me 30 minutes to come up with that list. I just thought, like, come on. This is ridiculous. How can you think people aren't waking up? Here we go. Now, if you still think after listening to the last 40 minutes that people still aren't awake or waking up, I don't know what else I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
So let me tell you my story about the beach real quick and then my announcement.
Good.
Sound good?
Yeah, good. I just added myself. Let's see. I guess it takes a while for me to, maybe add channel. I got to do that. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I got to put a lot of stuff in there. Okay, go ahead.
So as you know, we go away every week, and mm-hmm. this week we went to Spring Lake, New Jersey. It's probably one of my top 2 destinations I go to. Mm-hmm. It's about maybe an hour south of New York City. And we like it because it's not a red town. It's not a blue town. It's kind of a mixture, and it's very wealthy. We love going to wealthy places because we like those kind of people. They're more normal than most.
Mm-hmm.
And we dream big. And so we were walking in the town. It was a small town, very much like exclave private towns. And my wife tapped on the store window to have me look at the sign. She ran away. What do you think the store sign said where she's running away? Let's see how good you are at the guessing me.
You got to be vaccinated to go in?
Opposite.
You don't have to be vaccinated to go in.
Mask-free store.
Okay.
So it was they sold leotards.
Mm-hmm.
So I hesitated. My wife is running away from the store because she knows I'm going to talk to him for 5 hours.
Oh,
but
right.
I don't want to go in,
that's funny.
I don't want to go into a store where they're selling leotards. That's on the opposite of that. Like, that's not my kind of store. So I'm like, give it a shot. So I walk in and I go, I love your sign. And it was like we were friends for life from that moment.
You should record some of these.
Well, I tried to. In fact, I have an Apple Watch where I can record and it sounds amazing.
Okay.
And she goes, you're joking, right? And I'm like, what do you mean I'm joking? She's like, you love my sign? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I said, if you only knew who I was, you would know that I'm being serious. Oh, who are you? And I explained it. And she kept saying, no, you're joking with me. finally, after the you're joking with me 10 times, she finally got it because we talked about the Great Reset. We talked about everything. I mean, everything. I was there for 2.5 hours. And then finally, my wife and my son came into the store. And everyone wants to go back to talk to her. It was great. But here's the problem. She knew about Dell Bigtree.
Yeah.
She knew that masks are bullshit. She knows vaccines are bullshit. But she thinks we went to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks 9/11 happened the way we were told. And this is the problem with controlled opposition. That's the problem. People don't know what to do because people become awake and then they get stuck or scared or both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. So we had a wonderful conversation for 2.5 hours. We would have talked longer, but she had to go see a family member. And my thought, I gave her some marketing ideas. I said, you know, if you put on your store, you are banned if you wear a mask. Your store would be busier than ever. And she won't go that far. Like, she's written to, like, to the governor and the mayor and to the HOA association how, you know, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. And she's willing to do all that, but she won't go that far. But she would, because I've talked about this before. There's an organization in Pennsylvania called Entrepreneurs Against Tyranny, where you couldn't even eat inside. And they all said, they all flipped the governor the bird. They let customers come in and without masks, and they would sell out of food every night. That's how many people were awake and wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't willing to do that. That leads into my announcement.
Cool.
Which is, probably most of the people listening to this won't care. I know some will. But here it is. Operation Wake 'Em Up on my website is ready to go. So as you know, Tim, you've posted one or two of my videos. Those are the videos I'm going to be putting out every week.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking for help. I'm looking to pay people.
Cool.
Starting in September to become the Operation Wake 'Em Up team. I need proofreaders. I need voiceover people. I need editors, Keynote specifically, LumaFusion. I have a bunch of fact checking that I'm looking for. And starting in September, we're going to pay. Right now, it's voluntary. And I'm going to see who sticks. If you stick through until September, I'm going to offer you a job.
Wow.
If you would like, if you'd like to be involved, and Tim, hopefully you would be involved too. You can be part-time, you can be full-time, whatever. Go to my website at escapethenewnormal.com, and at the bottom is a link to Operation Wake 'Em Up, and you can sign up. It's free.
Okay. What kind of money do you think you'll pay?
A lot. Top 1% for each field. Yeah.
So the people will be making videos?
Yeah. Just like I've been making. I don't want to make videos anymore. I want to be the idea guy.
Okay, I gotcha.
I'll give you there's a formula. Have I ever shared my screen and showed you the millions of views I got on my videos? Have I ever done that for you?
Well, I
or do you trust me when I tell you that?
You talk about your YouTube videos or?
Yeah, my 9/11 YouTube videos.
Yeah, I think they got over a million, didn't it?
No, I have one that had over 100 million.
100 million, whoa.
If you would like me to share my screen, I can show you. It's banned. I can show you the status.
All right.
Let me see if I can.
Do I have it on Faker too?
You might, you know, the 9/11 one with the slow motion, that one.
Okay.
Flight 175.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it on your site?
I don't know. I'll have to look. Maybe I couldn't get it. Flight, what's it called?
It's called Flight 175.
Don't think I have it. Wait, maybe I do have it.
I couldn't believe.
Maybe this is yours.
You do have it?
Well, let's see. Is this you?
Take a look at this rare, super slow motion video of Flight 175 that hit the South World.
All right. Yeah, I put that up 9 months ago. That's why I forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that video. So what I... Here's the secret. I'm going to give you a couple secrets, but this show is like on fire,
mm-hmm.
if I may say so myself.
Yeah.
I have a secret formula for my videos to give them the best chance to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you. You can either I this is what I taught Uncle Odd, which is tease,
mm-hmm.
point,
mm-hmm.
authority, simile. That's why I asked you on my Telegram today for you to come up with a simile.
Okay.
Call to action and share. That's the formula.
Okay.
So if you notice, all my videos follow the same format. I tease.
Mm-hmm.
I say what the video is about. I mention that I'm the developer of Xclave. I'm the founder of the Hedge Club. I'm the host of the Marcus Allen Show. That's authority.
Mm-hmm.
Just by saying that gives you authority. And then I get it, and then I tell a story. Before I talk about the point of this video, let me tell you a story about how I went to this beach town and talked to a woman for 2.5 hours. And then I eventually get to the point and back up my points with logic. And then I get to the call to action, which is get people to the website. I'm sorry, before the call to action is the simile, which is a metaphor with the word like.
Okay.
In fact, we should talk about that some other time. You had a great metaphor simile for the quaxinations and gas.
Yes, I remember it.
You seem to forget what that is, but it was great.
I remembered it. I filled it in later in the day. Did you see that?
No, you said – no. I did see that. You said that was different than what you said before.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
That's the formula, and it took me forever to come up with that formula. It's a combination of Dan Kennedy, Frank Kern, a bunch of marketing guys, and it works really well. So my plan is to share all this information with people who want to wake up people and eventually get paid in September. And if you'd like to join us, join us. Let's make it happen. I mean, let's really take this to the next level. I'm tired, Ben. I'm tired of – I mean, we should be killing it right now. Right now is the opportunity. The reason I picked this week is I know the G7's ending this week. I know shenanigans is coming this week.
Oh.
It's time.
Isn't it almost over, the G7?
Yeah, that's why I told you 8 months ago
mm-hmm.
that I think the shit's going to hit the fan this week.
Oh, great. I thought I was
going
to have an easy week.
And that's why I'm announcing this week.
Okay.
What's that?
I thought I was going to have an easy week. So something bad's going to happen this week?
I don't know. All I'm saying is that I'm not into the prediction business.
Yeah.
Whatever. But the G7, and they always do something after the G7 meetings and the World Economic Forum.
Great.
Usually it's about a week to 2 weeks later. Yeah.
Great. Oh, good. Okay.
Sorry.
Middle of June.
I see it as an opportunity because people are awake. Then if we can get these videos out that show there are going to be supply chain shortages, their purpose is going to crash the economy so that we go into crypto, and then it happens – then maybe that'll wake up people faster. That's the game plan.
Okay. Well, all right. I'd rather watch 9/11 videos all day.
An hour. That was awesome.
I want to watch this 9/11 video instead of worrying about what's going on. Okay. All right. Well, you came loaded and locked for bear today. Wow. You were really prepared. So you're optimistic. See, here in Terrible, we just keep getting garbage news all the time. It does take a toll, and I really salute people like Chris Sky and yourself for looking at the positive way of looking at things. It's not easy. Chris Sky did a video where he's being followed around by 3 or 4 cops. It's insane. Mm. Talk about harassment. Not good.
If he's a real guy, and I would say there's a very good chance that he is.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he is a hero.
I think so,
that
too.
Is the – if there's a true word – you know, a nurse is not a hero. A person who works at Starbucks is not a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Sky is a hero for what he's done.
Yeah,
if
I agree. If he's a real guy, yeah. I agree. And there was a podcast called Race to the Bottom. Those guys were hacking away at him. They didn't like me because I thought – I just said to them, I think Kevin J. Johnson, Chris Guy, I think these are real guys. They're really getting their knuckles wrapped, and I don't know why they do it. Well, they say they do it because they want to save the country, which is more than 99.99% of anyone else. They're willing to get arrested. I think it's amazing, but I wouldn't do it. I know I'm a big pussy compared to these guys, but wow. Seriously. Plus, I don't know.
Well, if I were single, I would be worse than Chris Sky. I would be out of control.
Yeah, well, we're family men.
We talked about this on the call yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. You were saying I couldn't live in solitary confinement. You're living in solitary confinement right now. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, not in jail though. Jail is the worst. We live in our box. We travel in our box. We go work in a box. We come home in a box. Go back to the box. But solitary is disgusting. It's torture. It's terrible. So, mm-hmm. We still can eat what we want for the most part and do a lot of the things we want to do, even though we're rigid and we have a job. But anyway, that's Well, I hope they're heroes, and I hope they're real, and I like the positive nature of them and yourself, so we'll just keep hoping that people are waking up more so than ever. I have to admit, when I do my signs, I'm getting a lot of positive stories. Now, the positive stories have always been out there. I just didn't access the positive stories. And I have a couple volunteers because I split off my area. I try and get other people to do the work, so I just sort of coordinate my little tiny sub-area of a bigger area. And I got a really nice message from one of the volunteers, really nice woman who thinks she herself is quaxine damaged and screwed her life up from the past.
Oh, of course she did.
And I'll read it to you because I didn't post it.
Sure, sure.
Just wanted to share a story with you. A lady came and knocked on my door. Now, this woman has the sign. I gave her a sign and I made her into a volunteer. I deputized her. She has a sign on her lawn. She said, I just wanted to thank you for your sign on the front. She was getting her mail and saw it and wanted to come talk to me. Now, the sign says no more lockdowns. So it doesn't really mean that you know anything that's going on. You're just tired of the BS. I laughed and said, I've thought about knocking on other doors that have signs and to talk to normal people, too. She was lovely. She cleans houses and lost most of her business. Anyway, we chatted, and when she was leaving, I said, oh, my name is so-and-so. I never got, and she clutched her chest, and I thought she was going to faint, and I said, are you okay? And she said, my daughter's name is blank as well. I said, oh, great, so you will remember my name. And she started to cry, and then she said, we lost her daughter. In 2019, she was in another country and had a seizure and died. I hugged and cried. Well, truly, I'm grateful to have connected with such a beautiful soul, and all because of a lawn sign. Anyway, point is, there are lots of people that are, they want to go find the others that are awake. It's not easy in our atomized society. But we're all doing our little part, videos, websites, marketing, that kind of stuff. So, I think we're making a difference.
The one thing the lady said last in the 2.5 hours is she's like, the one thing I can't figure out is why is it there is so much deletion of comments? Like, she didn't understand that is part of the game. She didn't get that.
Well, you probably woke.
And that's why we're not connecting.
Yeah. Well, none of the people are aware of all the dirty tricks, psyops, the military. These are all crucial parts of this operation, and now these guys are going blunt. We're in a war. They're blazing. Their guns are blazing. They got their propaganda placed.
Yeah, that's what I told her. She's like, I'm not a violent person. I don't believe in violence. And I'm like, well, you know, I keep hearing that.
Yeah.
The one thing is, you know, you're being violently attacked right now, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's crazy. You're literally being. You're literally told that if you don't take a death jab, that you can't exist. Like, how much more violent does that get?
Yeah, they are. They're trying to kill you, in case you didn't notice. They haven't come running at you with the bayonet yet. They're just letting you fall on the bayonet voluntarily. It's crazy.
Right, right, right. The sword, right, right.
It's, yeah, the
there's
sword.
There's that, There's that basketball player is so sad. I was even crying in the car yesterday. Did you hear about this?
No, I heard about a soccer player.
No, yeah, I heard about that one too. Mm-hmm. No, this like 17-year-old or 18-year-old, want to take the vax.
Oh, no.
And his mom is one of those soccer moms where they're always traveling, one of those type. Anyway. So she forced him to take it, and he had horrific – he was 17 – horrific side effects from it.
Mm-hmm.
He had a headache solid for 8 days in a row. All the doctors lied to them. It was psychological, all the standard bullshit.
Right.
It was I was crying in the car listening to it. It was on Del Bigtree's on his podcast.
Right.
But again, I don't like Del Bigtree's, this is a man-made virus bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And take your vaccines while you're at it. He does say he's not anti-vax, doesn't he?
Yeah, again, that's like that whole Robert Kennedy thing where, he's probably saying it so he doesn't get banned and tagged as an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, you think it's an act? Okay. Do you think they really think all vaccines are dangerous?
Yeah. But,
oh, that's good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But this he came out and said, I've had it. I'm not going to be quiet about it anymore. This like 3 weeks ago. We have 100% proof that the virus is man-made and it's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Well, the vaccine is man-made and that's a weapon. That's the weapon.
Exactly, right. Whatever, there's the weapon. Right?
Yeah, whatever it is, it ain't going to help you. And it's not the last one either. And if this one doesn't get you, the next one will. And did you, were you on the call or was it after when Frank read the Nobel Peace Prize that the guy that was busy discovering anaphylaxis?
If Frank was on the call, I would have been happy. We could have talked about Dallas Goldbug stuff.
No, I put a link to, let's just see here, get my story straight. I put a link to Tracy Northern's latest video about the guys 100 years ago that were injecting dogs with proteins, which are the basis of causing a reaction. It's the basis of inoculation, and they banned inoculations 100 years ago, and they just changed the name to vaccinations, and now we, of course, have them again. But
can you send me a link so I can put it in the notes?
Yeah, sure. I just want to make sure I got the right thing here. So this is the video here. Now I got to find the...
I know what you're talking about, but while you're doing that, but you were talking about Brian Stavely. He's in the chat. Hey, Brian, what's up?
No, I know. I did. I said he was in the chat.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, okay. So I'm just reading. She sourced the Nobel Peace Prize in her video. One of the great features of FACOTUBE is when I bring a video in from another source, and I don't remember where this came from.
You put the links on.
The links come in automatically. Thank God, because it's a lot of work to put in links. So she linked to the Nobel Peace Prize won by a guy named Richet, Charles Richet.
Oh, I did hear you talk about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we were talking about anaphylaxis, and that's a big word, and it means remove defense. So that is what he discovered.
That's like the word nice. That's like when people say nice, they think it means good. It means you're an idiot.
The phylaxis is a word that means protection in Greek. So if anum means remove or none or so the injections take away protection. Isn't that wonderful? So that's what the injections are doing. They remove protection. Yeah.
Just gotta look.
And they were talking about two doses. They said the first dose, if it doesn't get you, the second one, if you get it within 2 weeks or whatever the time frame he laid out, that one will get you. It will make you completely super hypersensitive. And this might explain severe peanut allergies. Now, in the last 20...
But I thought we agreed that that's because they put the peanut oil in the vaccine.
The peanut protein.
The protein, right?
Yeah. Now, when we eat a protein, our gut breaks it down into amino acids. If you inject the protein right into your blood, can't break it down. It's just there.
Right.
It's
There's no organ. It's no organ.
There's no mechanism because it's in your blood. Blood can't just filter through your stomach. It doesn't work that way. It's on one side and the stomach's on the other. So once that protein is in your body cannot get rid of it. And that's another thing that really you have to understand with the germ theory. And I posted another thing from the great Amanda Vollmer. But yeah, he's basically laying out what anaphylaxis is. And that's what they're trying to cause with anything they inject into you. And this is 150-year-old technology we're dealing with here. So these people today are just doing stuff from 1913 that these guys were screwing around with dogs. Now they're doing it with people. And that's why, won a Peace Prize for it, or a Nobel Prize.
Well, you know that means it's always the opposite.
I know, but shouldn't everyone be reading this? This is required reading.
I'm with Jeff on this. Like, when I went to the beach, there were less parking spots that I had to worry about. People are just keeling over. It's great.
Not if it's a relative that you might like.
True. I don't have any of those, so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, you should take a read of this if you haven't read it. Everyone should read this.
I need a link.
Okay, here it is. Let me give the link. I'll go into, where are we going here? We'll put it in the private chat.
I gave you 162 links today. I can't even get a link back.
Okay, I know. You've outdone me today. And here is
the... You've got to up your game, Tim.
That's all right. I can't do everything. Come on, give me a break. And this is the video that has her... She just reads her blog post, by the way, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. That's sort of what I do. So she writes a great blog post, and then she reads it to a talk show host, whoever she's...
Right.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it is clear she doesn't screw up.
Yeah, but you don't read it word for word.
Well, I don't write as much. I write very little. I just... but she writes a very good post. Very complete. It's a good reference. So there you go. There's her stuff. But yeah, it's Northern Tracy some huge number .wordpress.com. That's her blog. I'll just give that link as well.
Can you send that to me?
Yeah, just in case it doesn't show up in your normal in all my other links. There's a lot of cross linkage here, so you should find it in everything she does, but there you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we went about an hour and 15.
I want to end if... Mm-hmm. Can I end with a YouTube video of Weird Al Yankovic that I'm sure you've never seen before?
Is it new?
It's not new, and it has like 200 million views or 24 million views or something like that.
And you don't think I've seen that?
I'll send that to you. I'm going to bet. I would be shocked if you've seen this before. That would actually put a smile on face if you knew about it.
Okay.
So take a look at this. We can end on this.
All right.
Tell me if you've seen
this. Yeah, Brian one. Stavely says, I'll put his message up here. I'll put it on there.
All professional and stuff.
I know. Look at that, eh? See, there's his comment. Brian was on the road, California, quite a few times, actually, early on in this pandemic. He's flying around. He says, it's good to hear from you. And Barry says, yeah, Marcus has made really important contributions. Well, more fans.
Nice.
Okay, so we'll play out.
Play it out. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Excellent. Take care.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care, I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Oh, by the way, I cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. There's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Where I had this foil lined in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. A big conspiracy.